Let me click record. God did not specify. He said now. And I was like, but Lord Jesus, my husband is working all week. He had the craziest work week ever, you guys. And so to make this happen, I had to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday for you. So I'm excited to be here on a Saturday with my girls and Jose. And I am so grateful to show up for you guys. How is your day going? How are you guys doing? Let me tell you a secret while we're waiting for everybody to join us. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Crystal. Hey, Jacqueline. Hey, Chelsea. Hey, Allison. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the bundle, girl. Hey, Sherry. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Rupa. Hey, Destiny. Hi, everyone. Hey, Joy. Welcome to the bundle, Joy. Hi, Destiny. Hey, Allison. Oh, yeah, Destiny. I'm going to talk about that today. So, what was I going to say to you guys? Okay, first of all, holy Toledo, you guys brought it with the homework. I was like, yeah, I'll have them do homework because I bet like 5 people will do it. It'll be fine. Y'all brought the fire with your homework. Like, I don't even know. I had to get up at 6 a.m. this morning because so many of you did your homework. What a great problem to have. I am so proud of you guys. And I want to know, those of you that did your homework number 1 and your homework number 2, did it give you clarity? Do you feel more equipped? Do you feel like you've started walking the walk to having clarity? Do you feel like you have some ideas for content, for how to serve? Do you guys feel that way? Drop me a comment below. Now today, my friends, we are going to talk about keywords, descriptions, titles, copy, messaging, like so many things to help you guys bring this full circle. And I'm excited because I think this is the piece that so many people struggle with. Yes, we struggle with clarity, but now that you guys have some semblance of direction, even if you're like, I don't know exactly what the thing is, or I don't know exactly how the podcast would fuel the clarity, don't worry. I'm going to help you with that, especially if you're continuing on with me in the Biz Builder Bundle. You guys, I did myself such a disservice with naming these things with so many B's. I'm like, what is the thing? So we are going to get clarity. We are going to figure out how to feed the clarity with the podcast. So you should feel like you're getting some semblance of direction. That's the goal right now. You then want to know kind of who is the person that you guys want to serve. We worked on that yesterday. What is that person like? What do they do? Some ideas for how to serve them. And y'all, I'm telling you, that is the foundation for everything. Now, third step, how do we actually now make money, put it together, have the words and the phrases that will help us get found organically? Because if you guys heard me yesterday, I said, I do not recommend that you spend hundreds to thousands of dollars on Facebook ads when you're new. And I think a lot of people are telling you that you should do that. And I want to be that coach and that voice in your ear telling you 99% of you should not do that. 99% of you should show up for free with your long form content and begin serving. Even if you don't know the end result, even when you don't know how you're going to monetize it, even when you're unsure of how it will make you money, even when you're unsure of exactly what it could be ultimately called, just start showing up and speaking about the stuff you wrote down in homework number 2. Who is committed to doing that? Give me an emoji if you are committed to doing that. And if you haven't said what's up, say it so I can give you a shout out. Hi, Diane. Hi, Jenna. Hey, Lindsay. Hey, Nina. I am Tizelli. Is that how you say your name? Tell me. I am so excited you're part of the bundle with us now. Yay! Hi, Katie. Hey, Shelly. Hey, Brianne. Hey, Dolly. Hey, Tina. Hi, Kim. Okay, I think I got everybody. Hey, Susie. Hey, Destiny. Hey, Crystal. Leah. Leah's in the house. Lindsay. Okay. Hey, Jacqueline. So, what do we do now? So, you guys have your semblance of clarity. You have your homework for number two, where we know who we're speaking to and all of that. What are we going to do next? So let's first talk about, how do you grow a brand? How do you actually get more people in your audience? How do you actually impact more people? Okay. And let me tell you something. It starts with service, of course. You guys have to have good content that starts to serve. But the second tier is, it's actually most often organic growth, and it's targeted based on who you're speaking to. So what do I mean by that? Let's use me as an example, and then we will go a little bit deeper here with some of you. So what do, you guys? I am my one-liner, okay? If there's one thing you guys get out of this today, or this three-day series, is what is your one-liner? Please, okay, post it in the group. If I haven't given you feedback on your one-liner, I will do that, okay? So I am a podcast coach and a clarity coach for Christian mompreneurs, okay? So here's something that we're going to learn about today, is how do we get found? How do we organically grow? And I want to give a shout out to Emily Fontes, who's shown me and taught me so much about SEO and keywords. And she is one of my students and she is one of my clients. And you guys, if you would love some help with SEO, go listen to Emily Fontes' podcast, She Can SEO. And y'all, if you want to hear a success story, she took my podcast course and she launched her show and she hit number 4 in her category. And she did it in 2 weeks. She went from taking the course to launching the show to hitting number 4 in her category in 2 weeks. So if she can do it, so can you. And now what she's doing is she was building out. Emily, did you hear me just talk about you? I'm just talking about you right now. You guys, so Emily built up this podcast and she's now using it as her organic funnel to sell some products, sell some coaching, do the things that she knows how to do, right? And she really works with people, helping them with keywords and with search engine optimization. And so shout out to Emily for teaching me so much about this, because I thought I knew so much about keywords, but she has definitely fine-tuned, 13 days to be exact, she said. She has taught me so much about keywords. And so grateful to her, because I'm going to transfer some of that knowledge to you guys today. So when you think about my brand, okay, you think about the Mompreneur Mastermind Show with Stephanie Gass, and what do? I am a clarity coach and a podcast coach for Christian mompreneurs, okay? Here's what you have to think about. Based on that person, that woman that needs me, okay, the person that needs my knowledge, what would they be searching for? What would they be looking for? What do they need? Okay. So what I originally was really focused on was the titles that I offered. Okay. Mompreneur Mastermind Show. I was focused on Podcast Pro University, my course. And if you guys search for me or my course or my courses or my podcast, I come up on the first page of the search result. But you guys, here's the problem with that. What about all the people who don't know who I am? What about all the people that I can touch and impact and serve that don't know Stephanie Gass, that don't know about the Mompreneur Mastermind Show, that don't know about Podcast Pro University? So here's where the mindset shift needs to happen for you guys. What is the search terms? Welcome to your new keywords, okay? The search terms that people are using that you teach. So for me, I am using Clarity Coach, because if I want someone to find me, and I could get even more specific here, right, by saying Christian Clarity Coach, so you can get micro-niched into your keywords here, right? So Christian Clarity Coach and Podcast Coach and Best Podcast Course and Christian Mompreneur Podcast or Christian Podcast, Christian Business Podcast, right? Do you guys see how those phrases are searchable? Is this making sense? Drop me a one if you guys are with me. Are you guys with me? Because here's what I want you all to think about. I want you to think about, based on homework number two, let me go to some of your homework and I'll give you guys some live examples. Okay. Oh yes. Genevieve, this is so fun. So Genevieve sells jewelry. Okay. You guys, custom faith jewelry. And she said, Steph, how could I ever have a podcast that sells jewelry? Because jewelry is visual, right? You guys. And so here's what I told her. I said, you can absolutely have a podcast, because what Genevieve wants to do is she wants to help people encourage women to seek the Lord and to step into all the things that he's called them to be. And she wants to, she's good at writing. She's good at teaching. She wants to create jewelry that serves as a reminder that God loves them. I mean, you guys, like, what a beautiful mission behind jewelry. So hear me. She shouldn't create a jewelry podcast. Okay. What she should create is the woman who needs the jewelry. And then I'm going to teach you some ideas about what she could use for keywords. So what I told her is that maybe she could create this incredible podcast called, this is my favorite part, like naming podcasts, okay? Christ Within Her. And then the tagline, a walk with faith towards fulfillment. Because her whole idea is like helping these women walk in faith and uncover God's call over their lives so they can find true fulfillment. And then wearing the incredible jewelry that she makes and she customizes for that faith-fueled woman, right? Like, y'all. And now that's how she funnels people into her brand. It gets them to trust her. It gets them to trust her. And she monetizes the podcast with her jewelry. Example. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Christ Within Her show. I'm so excited today to talk to you about tapping into your walk with Christ. We're going to be going through the three tiers of uncovering what Christ is calling you to do today, calling you to step up into. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Genevieve, your host. And y'all, she doesn't start this podcast. I'm going to be so mad at her. P.S. Did you know that I create customized faith-fueled jewelry just for you? Did you know that you can display your love for Jesus right there, right on your body, with affordable, incredible, well-crafted, sterling silver, amazing jewelry that you are going to love? Come on over to my website, and because you're a loyal listener with me, you can use the coupon code SILVER and get 20% off your first order. I love you. Let's dig into the show. You guys, it's just that easy. But now, how does she drive more traffic to her actual podcast? Okay. What she needs to do is think of the keywords. So as I look at Genevieve's homework right now, she said, okay, she's serving Christian women, obviously. She's also bombarded with lies that she's not enough. She's seeking identity in this world. She's tired. She's weary. Her soul feels parched. She's looking for a tangible reminder of God's love for her. Moms who are worn out, moms who are questioning worth and value, and all of these things. So what she could do potentially as keywords could be Christian podcast for moms, right? Or mom Christian podcast. She could talk about, and guys, here's another thing. As you're brainstorming keywords, you can go into Pinterest and you can type into the search bar and see the top five related search terms that people are using, right? So she might look at things like that. And then if she also identifies some other identifying qualities of this Christian mom, she could put that in there, right? So that might be some things that Genevieve could use. Just as she creates content, she's infusing the keywords, right? As she is setting up her website in the future, she's infusing those specific keywords, okay? Angie, I talked about this the whole time, so listen to the replay, but you totally need to know about keywords. Okay, and then the other thing, reason that we care about keywords, you guys, is because I am going to teach you, or I'm teaching you, those of you coming with me in the Business Builder Bundle, how to use Pinterest to grow your show organically, amazingly, and for free. I drive 78% of my traffic from Pinterest, you guys, and I've been doing that for 6 years, and that was before I had any clue about keywords, any clue about naming, any clue about how long your titles are supposed to be. I sucked at titles. I didn't even have titles in some of my stuff, and it still works for me. Okay, I just started learning about how to streamline this stuff to target the right people. So Pinterest is going to be such an incredible component of your marketing plan going forward. And I'm going to give that, I'm giving that masterclass to you guys that are coming with me in the business bundle. And if you just want that class, you guys, if that's all you want, just go to my website and buy the Pinterest class. Okay. You don't have to do the bundle to get the Pinterest masterclass. Anyway, my point being here is that it's simple. We don't have to pay for all of this fancy stuff. You don't have to do Facebook ads to drive traffic. You can do this by yourself organically. Yes, you can. All right. And go listen to Emily's podcast and get some more fine tuning on help here. But just start with that. Okay. Start with this. So let me look at someone else's homework and I'll give you guys another example. Oops. Hold on. Let me find one. And you guys, give me some questions today because we're going to have time for Q&A. I want to hear all your questions. Yes, I do. Okay, hold on. I want to find like a different one. You guys do a lot of incredible things that are in the same realm. So I want to find a different example for you, which is great. Let me say something about that while I search here. If you feel any kind of weirdness going on about, oh gosh, someone else is kind of doing something in my space and I don't know because that person looks like they're going to do it better than I am, let me just soapbox you for a minute. Nobody does it like you. There is no one on this planet that can do what you do like you do it in your own way. And you know, you guys may look at me today and say, I can't show up on video like that, or I can't show up on live like that. I didn't used to be like this. I used to go on live and have a panic attack and then delete it afterwards because nobody came on. Okay. And I looked at everyone else and said, well, they're better at me doing lives, right? They are better than me at being a podcaster. There's already somebody out there talking about business as a Christian. There's going to be, let me just be this specific with you guys. There's going to be someone else already doing what you do. And they're probably already successful at it. But guess what? Do you guys know what that means? It means they started somewhere as well. They started exactly where you're starting. They just started a while back. So it's really all about getting your head down, put your focus on your own ish, stop looking around. That's why I don't consume very much. There is probably like two people that I casually look at, and it's because I'm friends with them in my industry and they're mentors of mine. Everybody else is noise, white noise. I don't care. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care what's happening in my area, in my field. I don't care who's charging more than me as a coach. It doesn't matter. So if you're feeling any weirdness about that, like, oh, I figured out my category or I figured out my direction, but now I'm noticing that so many other people have a similar direction, it doesn't matter. You do you. You do you, because nobody's going to do it like you. All right, let me see some of these questions that you guys had real quick. Emily gave us a tip. She said another place to find related keyword phrases is answerthepublic.com. And I just went there the other day and was like, what is happening? This is so cool. So yeah, you guys can totally check that out. Okay, Michelle. Let me use Michelle as my example because I'm very familiar with her business. She's a client of mine. Michelle Harkins, she helps travel agents grow their businesses, okay, in an authentic, fun way that's anti-salesy. And she helps these travel agents explode their businesses by true relationship building, networking, and being a friend, ultimately, okay? So Michelle is an amazing travel agent helping other travel agents. So what Michelle definitely needs to focus on is the words travel agent, right? Like grow my travel agency, right? Or customers, how to find customers as a travel agent, like anything that has to do with the search terms that your person is typing in, Michelle, is going to be things that you want to infuse into your stuff, into your descriptions, into your site, all of that. And this is just organic stuff. Let me tell you guys, this is important, but this is not everything. The most important thing is a podcast title that is so stellar, which is why when we do the workshop, those of you coming forward with me in the Business Builder Bundle, that's going to be my main focus, is getting you an amazing title, an amazing tagline. And that's that. Because that's first. If we don't grab someone's attention when they type this stuff into Apple search bar, when they type those terms into Pinterest, they're not going to come listen to you. And then the second most important thing is content that serves, gets them a result. So for Michelle, she could have something. We already titled her show. She did. She found this great, amazing title, The Travel Agent Show. And then the specifics are going to be like sales growth and conversion for travel agents. Okay. Inside of that, Michelle's going to really focus on how to find more clients as a travel agent. Is the travel agency industry dead? ? Four ways to grow your travel agency. Three things you're missing as a travel agent. How to automate your travel agency business. Do you guys see that? Like, we've got to title things in a way that are going to be found. And then Michelle's going to show up and serve inside of that podcast using all of those amazing juicy titles, right? Does that make sense to you guys? Do you see that? It's like the most incredible organic marketing tool I have ever found on the planet. If you guys search for the word mompreneur, or Christian podcast, or, you know, start a podcast, all of those things, you will find my brand. And that is simply because I'm constantly thinking inside of the brain of the woman that needs me. And this is not rocket science. It's almost like dumbing it down, like going all the way backwards to who your woman, who you were probably a couple of years ago and who your woman is, and get in her brain and look at the Google search bar, or look at the, look inside of Apple iTunes in the little search, and start typing stuff in like that you think she would look for, and see what comes through. And then also inside of the Pinterest search bar, like example, let me just share with you guys a live example. So when I go to Pinterest and I search for travel agent, let's see what else comes up. Look at this. Look at this. Oh my gosh, Michelle. Travel agent marketing ideas, right? Travel agent tips. Travel agent career. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's look at what comes up when we look at Christian mom, because we were going off of that one as well for Genevieve. Christian mom encouragement. Christian mom quotes, Christian mom podcasts. Y'all see this? Okay. Hopefully that will give you some insight into getting your keyword set up. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is, how do you infuse these things into juicy, incredible descriptions, right? Because there's a couple things that I want you guys to do. I want your one-liner. I want what you do. I want you then to think about, for your long form content, whether that be your podcast, your YouTube video, or your blog, you want to have a description. So somebody comes over to Genevieve's podcast and they see that juicy title and they see that amazing tagline, and she goes, I think this might be for me. Then she's going to read the description. So in my opinion, the description is one of the, it's within the top three most important things that you guys need to make sure is extremely juicy. Now is where we get to use our empathy. A lot of you, when you wrote me your one-liner, had too many feelings in there. You were like, I want to help, and this is not Michelle's, but just since we're on her example, I want to help travel agents feel amazing and successful, and I want them to grow their business because they want to spend more time with their family. Like, no, y'all, your one-liner is your one-liner. It's I help travel agents grow and scale their business and make more profit. We don't even need more profit in there. I help travel agents grow and scale their business, right? Period. It's the result. The result. If you fluff me to death, I'm not interested. I want to know what my, why am I here? Are you for me? And you have probably 10 seconds to do that, right? So your one-liner needs to be super, super clean. Next, now that I see the one-liner, I want to feel into it, okay? I want to know, okay, so this looks interesting. You have my attention. So we go attention to feelings. We have juicy titles. We have tagline, which is your promise. Now, when we grab attention, now we go into feelings and empathy to hook them into listening. And when they listen or read you guys, now they're going to go into trust tier one. Do you guys remember trust tier one from yesterday? That's everything. Funneling people into trust tier one. So let's give Michelle a description. Y'all ready? Let's do this. Let's give Michelle a description. And I'll give Genevieve one too. You're welcome. Okay. And Michelle, this is recorded. Don't you ask me what I said. You guys know how I am. I don't know what I say when I do these descriptions. Okay. Are you a travel agent that is struggling to grow your sales, to find a way to convert and connect online? Are you frustrated with the tacky sales marketing hacks that you've learned so far? What if I showed up and told you there was a fun, more authentic way to connect with your clients? What if I could help you grow your conversions using authenticity? What if I could take you on a journey of elevating your sales and profits in an industry that you've grown to love? What if there was a way to serve your customers at the deepest possible level? Hey, I'm Michelle Harkins, and I help travel agents blow up their business. I help you with sales, conversion, marketing, and more. Please join me every week as we go on this journey together. Connect with me at, email me at, work with me at. You guys, did we just get someone to listen? Did we just get someone to stay on that website? Did we just get someone interested in this blog post? If you're a travel agent, are you like, tell me, you triggered me. I don't want to market this way anymore. I do want to grow my business. I do want to connect with people in a different way. I want to do it in a fun way. I want to be real. I want to have success like Michelle. This is everything. I want that. They want it. So your description is where you guys trigger people with their emotion. And now they move into trust tier one once they dig into your show. And so now Michelle's going to move into incredible titles like, is the travel agency industry dead? Two mistakes you're making as a travel agent. How to get 20% conversion as a travel agent. Where to find more customers online. How to have a lifer as a customer, right? Like how to automate your travel agency business. Are you guys seeing this? Do you see that? So you all have to do that for your brand and your business, okay? And if you're in the business, builder bundle with me. We're gonna do that together. My goal is to give you a title and a one-liner for sure, okay, in the workshop, so yay. And if you guys are not yet in that, you have 2 days left. Come on. If this is speaking to your heart right now and you know you need this, let's go. All right, next up, let me give Genevieve one. So let me grab Genevieve's stuff. All right. Where did Genevieve go? Okay, here she is. Okay, so you guys, Genevieve wants to encourage women to seek the Lord, be all he called them to be, create jewelry that serves them as a reminder of God's love to them. Oh my gosh. She wants to, she's good at writing and teaching. And those of you that are really good at writing, listen, you can write out an outline or a draft and then just come and lightly read that on your podcast. Of course, you want to sound conversational, but you guys don't have to do it from scratch. You can absolutely just use your incredible writing skill as your guide. Like, you guys, I have my mind map up right now. Look, let me show you my setup. So I have my mind map up as I'm teaching you guys, okay? And then here's Genevieve's stuff. You can record an episode. See, you just record your episode with your notes, with your outline. And it's you can do whatever you guys need to do to make yourself feel comfortable as you create content, even if you're doing a video. I am doing a video right now, right? I'm still reading my notes, all right? And there are some times where I don't, but it's not as comprehensive. It's not as in the flow when I don't have an idea of what I want to talk about. So in case that's keeping you stuck, there you go. Let me ask you guys something. Get vulnerable with me for a minute. What's keeping you stuck? Tell me. What is keeping you from, and what are you keeping yourself stuck from? Are you guys stuck because you don't know what your thing is yet? Are you stuck because you're afraid of doing the podcast? Are you stuck because you don't know which one to do? Are you stuck because what? Tell me. Let me hear you. What's all the limiting beliefs that are coming into your mind and heart right now? Comment them if you are so brave, and I will address them. Okay, so Genevieve, while I riff Genevieve, you guys put your stuff in there. All right. What else did she say? Okay. Moms, for sure. They're questioning their value and worth. She's been fed the lie that she is worthless. Okay, here we go. Are you a mom who is seeking more fulfillment and fuel in your heart and in your soul? Do you feel like something is missing inside of your life? Are you tired of being unaligned in your purpose? Are you wondering what will ignite the light in your soul? I am so excited that you found me, because I am here to encourage women to seek the Lord and be all that He has called them to be. I am so grateful that you are here so that I can take you on this journey through uncovering what Christ has in store for you. Join me every week as we dig into scripture, have inspiring interviews where you will uncover your purpose through Christ. I'm so grateful you're here. That ending was weird, but you guys get it. And then she would also maybe say, you know, shop customized faith, Christian jewelry or something like that. And she'd have her website right in the description. Connect with me here, email me here. And then her titles of her show could absolutely be something like, how to find your identity in Christ. And these are her ideas, because she wrote these ideas. I'm just giving her better, juicy titles for it. What does scripture say about your identity, mama? How to feel incredibly confident in your walk with Christ. All of that. Do you guys feel that? So that is what I just did, is the description of Genevieve's podcast, or the description right there on her website. On the very first page, she has her name, she has her title, she has her promise. Like, for example, I said Christ within her as her brand. I said a walk with faith towards fulfillment as her tagline. And then, I'd probably add, and custom jewelry. Okay, Genevieve, and custom jewelry. And then that beautiful paragraph that triggers emotion and has keywords infused inside of it is that next paragraph. It's also her description. And if she doesn't want to do a podcast, then Genevieve can put that on a YouTube channel, all right? Because really, those are your only three choices, you guys. Sure, you can have Instagram like live as your thing, but the problem with that is you don't own it. You're going to get buried in the algorithm. It's not yours. You need something that's yours. Even YouTube isn't yours. So I really highly recommend having your own show. And if you're like, absolutely not, Steph, at least do a blog that you can drive Pinterest traffic to. All right, let me address some of these concerns, some of these limiting beliefs. And then we are going to keep going. We have so much more juicy stuff. I'm going to talk to you guys about how to move people into trust tier one, how to do call to actions, how you guys could monetize a podcast, okay, and all of that. So we still have a lot of learning to do, but this is so important that you guys hear. Okay. Oh my gosh, you guys have so many limiting beliefs about yourselves. This is crazy. Oh. Stephanie Prenza, she's stuck on clarity and or fear. I mean, how many of you can relate to that? I think when you don't have clarity, you don't have confidence that you can try something new. So the first step, Steph, is getting clarity. Okay. For those of you that are sitting where Stephanie's sitting and you're like, I don't know what the thing is. I'm a hot mess express. I don't get it. I don't understand what I'm here to do. Or I kind of have the direction, but I don't have any of the things Stephanie just did. I can't even begin to put those things together. Let's do a 1 hour coaching session. That investment in yourself, into your clarity, will propel your confidence. Because sometimes you need someone else to help you get there. And I get it. I've been there and I've done it. And also, the last $200 that I had in the PayPal account, you guys, when I was in my Britney Spears breakdown year, went towards getting that clarity with a mentor. And I will tell you something, if I had not done that, I would not be sitting where I am right now, because that specific clarity moved me into action. If you cannot get it on your own, and if it's not me, it's not me. Whoever it needs to be for you, please invest in clarity coaching. Fear. We talked about fear yesterday. Y'all heard me get some crazy preaching on about fear. But let me just very quickly reiterate for those of you that are feeling fearful about doing things that feel unclear, that feel scary, that you don't know how, that feel overwhelming, that could I really do it? Would anybody listen? What will Bobby say? What will my husband say? Or I don't have the money to run a business like that. Like, insert one of the millions of limiting beliefs that you have about why you're afraid. Nobody that is successful ever got to skip being afraid, right? No one that is making any kind of money, any kind of profitability in their business ever showed up the first time and people were on their live. Nobody ever showed up the first time that they were called to speak, to be on a podcast or to write, to start the blog, and had readers. Everyone started from where you are. Here's the difference. They kept going, even when people didn't show up. You guys, my dog is dreaming right here. Are you okay there, dude? Even when no one was on my lives, I kept going live, you guys. Even when I did my very first podcast and I had 50 downloads, which I already had a following, you guys, there's no way I would be now having podcasts that have 1,200 and 1,500 and 2,000 downloads on them. You have to start somewhere. And if you are not afraid, you're not doing enough. I'm looking at you. Listen to me. If you are not afraid, you're not doing enough to grow your mission here. You must be afraid. If you've gotten comfortable, what's next level for you? Pray for clarity over what you're being called to do. Because you should feel a constant discomfort about growth. Growth is not comfortable. And the fear can either be channeled as incredible energy to go and try and do and be willing and be excitement, or you can channel fear and turn it into something from the enemy and stay stuck, stay down, wonder if, watch everyone else. Or you can go and you can do and you can leap and you can step out. It's your choice. I hope you guys are hearing me right now. Okay, Allison, her fear is pulling the message out of her head. Allison is in my mastermind group. So Allison, let's go fix that. Go live and talk about that. and I'll answer you and we'll get your message clear. Okay. Tazeli says, confusion on what to focus on first. Order of operations. You guys have a pencil. Order of ops. And just go get my mompreneur. It's Biz Blueprint, which it's free. It's a freebie download, you guys, and it takes you through the order of operations. Okay. Bizblueprint.gr8.com. Basically, you need clarity on your brand. Then you need to have vision behind your brand. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you serving? Do your avatar. Then you need to goal map. How can I serve this person? And create content pillars, which we've already done. You guys did that in homework number two. Everyone here with me on this live, you guys have gotten to this point if you've done the homework, okay? The next step is to get your messaging clear. What is that description of how you can empathetically connect with your avatar? What do you need to say to that person in that one paragraph to trigger them to come trust you? The next thing you need to do is build the trust. You've got to have the long form content. This means start the podcast. I did not say set up the website. I did not say start a Facebook group. I said start the long form content first, the podcast, okay, the YouTube or the blog, okay? And then yes, you might need some branding. And I have a branding girl who is freaking amazing and she's so affordable. So you need a little pretty podcast art and you need a pretty little logo and then you go. Next step, once the podcast is created, you have an email list because we can start generating traffic right away even when you have nothing to sell. You guys, why are you focused on creating something to sell when you have no one to sell to? We have to build the audience first. Then we're going to create the thing that we're going to sell, which we'll talk about in a second. That's what I want you to do. That's it. Once you get there, we'll keep building. Then we go and we do the website. Then we go and we create a couple of emails that we'll automatically send. Then we go and create a capture page. Let's first start showing up for people. Okay, Angie, I don't know if I have what it takes to market myself. Do I have the goods to back it up? Sister, I bet you know so many people who believe in you. I bet you know so many people that you have helped. I bet if you could go back and talk to yourself 5 years ago, you would have knowledge to tell her. You would be able to say, hey, hang on, we're going to get through this. Hey, I know how to do blank. Let me help you get there. Let me hold your hand. Let me be here for you. Let me see you right now. Right? So Angie, get out of your own way that you have to sell yourself and get into the mindset of helping you 2 to 5 years ago. What would you have said to that person? How would you have helped you 3 to 5 years ago? You've done something incredible in that time. You've grown, right? So step into that place. And every one of you have what it takes. Every single one of you. You would not be here if you didn't have a call, a spiritual gifting. You would not even be here because the reason you're here is divine, right? So now all you have to do is trust that you are worthy of that. You are worthy of creating impact here. Okay. Chantel, you don't know what your thing is yet. Let's do a coaching call. Stephanie, she's multi-passionate. Oh, yes. How many of you are multi-passionate? Oh, multi-passionate girls. Oh, I love it. You know, what a great thing. What a great problem to have, Steph, because that means you're really good at so many things. But that's why we have to get back to what are you great at? What is your zone of absolute genius? And if you guys can't seem to pare that down into a clear direction that has one sentence, let's do a coaching session, okay? And I'm not just pitching my coaching sessions because I want to make money. I'm pitching my coaching sessions to you because that's my spiritual gifting is clarity. I can literally take any of these big, crazy ideas, not crazy, amazing ideas that you guys have and find a common denominator between them so that you can now go speak about something in confidence that this is the thing you're supposed to speak about. And we can touch many things usually with one specific common denominator inside of your brand. And that is why I am reiterating to you, sometimes you need someone else's brain to help you guys get clear here. Okay, what to do next? I covered that. Don't know what to do next. Covered that. Oh, here's a good one. Robbie, what if you don't have an audience? Well, yeah, that's what we're doing here. We're going to build an audience. Y'all, how did I build an audience? I started showing up to no one. Well, my mom was always my biggest fan. She's like, oh my gosh, I just listened to your podcast. I'm like, thanks, mom. You guys, there's one person that will listen to you, okay? And that one person can turn into 10. And those 10 people can turn into 100. And those 100 people can turn into 1,000. And that can turn into 100,000. And that can turn into 100 million. Because it's not your responsibility to worry about who listens to you. It's your responsibility to teach it. I think that God knows if you're showing up for your call, he knows who needs you and he will send them to you. Yeah? So let's not worry about who's watching, who's going to be there, who's going to buy, and let's just start doing and trusting that process to naturally evolve and trusting that we will be brought the people that need us. Okay, Stephanie is stuck on how to differentiate herself. Stephanie, I think that you have to start with what are you going to do? And then you just have to do it in your own way. Because no one will do it just like you, and there's going to be lots of people that do what you do. Like for me, how do I differentiate myself? I just show up as me. I stopped pretending to be everyone else. If you go and listen to like my first couple podcasts, I was modeling other big podcasts. I was like, okay, I have to have a super fancy intro and I need to be very structured. Pfft, y'all, it's who are you? Just be you. That's how you differentiate. I'm me because I talk about the fact that my house is a grenade half the time and I'm wearing my PJ pants most days and that I laugh and joke and make mistakes in my teachings. But I also show up really authentically and I'm not afraid to give you guys in your face advice. And I think that's why you like me, because you guys see that I'm trustworthy, I'm real, and that you can trust me because I'm just like you. And you feel very trustworthy of me because of that, because I'm not showing up in a blazer and pretending that in order to make multi-six figures or whatever that amount is, or $1,000 a month, you have to be fancy and businessy. Because I'm not. So you show up as you, and that's how you differentiate stuff. Alexia, it feels like no one will listen. How do you know if you haven't shown up yet? Do I have enough to say? Everyone has enough to say. Oh my gosh, y'all, inside my course, Podcast Pro University, I'm going to do a brainstorming exercise with you in one of the modules where we go through and I ask you all of these leading questions that you're going to write down that will help you get over 30 topics to talk about. Okay. And remember, if you guys run out of things to say, you can always have guests on your show. You can have experts in the gaps that you aren't qualified yet. Have experts come teach. Like Michelle, she's doing the Travel Agent Show podcast, right, guys? She could have all of her amazing connections. Like, she could have another travel agent come on and talk. They could have a Q&A back and forth. She could interview a busy mom and say, what are the things that you wish you had help with as a busy mom? How can I help you? She could have people come on from the cruise industry and talk about how travel agents could be marketing for their cruise ships. Like, you guys, it's limitless. Okay, if you don't, and Angie also says, I don't know what I'm selling. You guys, your audience will tell you what to sell. That's why we have to create the content first and start serving and teaching and then listening to people, right? And then we create the content and you hear people ask you the same question over and over again. That's how you know what to sell. Are you guys not right now asking me about clarity? How to get clarity, how to figure out what I'm doing, how to know what to sell, what would I title my show? You guys are asking me for what you need. So now I can say, what can I sell to offer them implementation? I can offer one-on-one coaching. I can offer courses that answer these questions, how to start a podcast, how to name your show. I can create a group, a mastermind group of how to create a product to monetize your podcast. So I'm creating things based on you guys. It's not the other way around. So just start. And the clarity comes of how to make money with a brand as you grow. That's why this is not overnight. And you guys are either willing to do that work and be patient with the process, or you're not. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Those of you that are not willing to be patient with this process and you leap into trying to make money right away without having clarity, without having long form content, without having an audience, it's going to eventually take you even longer. That's why it took me 8 years to get to this space, because I kept focusing on how to make money with a brand versus how to serve with my brand. Okay, 10 more minutes. Stick with me, you guys. I'm going to move forward and leave you with some very specific advice of how to implement. Okay, stuck financially. I'm so glad you talked about this, Crystal. There have been so many times where I literally had no money to invest in myself. Definitely not. There was a moment in time, you guys, where we had to sell a motorcycle to pay the bills when I had my circa Britney Spears breakdown year, okay? And here is the thing. If you have been called to do something incredible, God will pave the way for you. He will show you how. Are you asking him? Are you inviting him into your decision? Are you inviting him in to show you where that money and provision is? Because every time I've had something insane happen in my life where I needed the investment or I needed the money to pay the huge thing, the tax bill, the thing, you know, whatever it might be, there was a surgery that I had that I didn't have the money for, and I brought God into the decision with me and I asked him to please provide a way for me to do this. If he wanted me to do this, there was a way to do it. Where there is God's will, there is a way. Period. Period. All right. Let me see if there's any other questions I have not covered. Ooh, Jennifer says, I feel like there's too much to learn. Email lists, websites, hooks on every post, and obviously the obnoxious voices in my head. Who's she to do this? Okay, Jennifer, there is a lot to learn in building an online business, but here's the good news. You're only going to do one thing at a time. And so far, all we've done, right, is create clarity, get started in the clarity arena. Step two, start the long form content. Step three is going to be figuring out how to get people from trust tier one and go deeper with them, which is going to be an email list and a Facebook group. And then the next tier is monetization. That's it. So you're going to do one mini thing at a time, and don't get overwhelmed. Stop focusing, you guys, on trying to set up sales pages and fancy landing pages. Like, if we don't have anyone to send there, it doesn't matter yet. So take it one day at a time and one project at a time, Jennifer, and that will really help you. Okay, let's see if there's any more juicy questions that I have not discussed. Okay, Ryan, I hope I'm saying that right, asks, I'm in network marketing, health and wellness, and I'm also a health coach, but I want the faith aspect in my business. That's my ultimate desire. So I also want to help busy moms take care of their bodies. Ryan, I think what you really want to do is create an all-encompassing brand where your MLM is fueling your show as a monetization instead of, you know, and this is probably what you're saying, is having something like the Healthy Jesus Mama. Better, like we can come up with something better than that. But you have this title here, and then what you teach is about, you can talk about health, you can talk about Jesus, you can infuse things. That's what I'm talking about when I say a common denominator, you guys. You don't have to choose one thing, but you do have to choose one common denominator, one type of person that you're going to speak to. Kelsey said, if she's honest, she's scared to niche down. I know, it seems super counterintuitive, you guys, to go deep instead of wide. But let me tell you something. If you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one, because you're not going to grab them. We are inundated with noise. A million podcasts, a million things you can listen to, all the things you can learn, all the ways you can build. But what if you had a micro niche, Kelsey, that was so specific to you and who you are and how you want to help people? And because it's small, and you guys, anything small, hello, there are 7 billion people on this planet. What if you had 100,000 of them? Right? And they were your people. Like, you guys, think how niche my brand is. Christian mompreneurs who are building an online business and monetizing it using a podcast. That is so small. That's why when I started, I was like, oh, it's just mompreneurs. No, 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 no. It is a specific type of mompreneur. She is faith-fueled. She is ready to do this organically. She is so tired of all of the funnel BS and all of the spend millions of dollars. Like, no, she wants to do it right. She wants to be authentic. She wants to share. She wants to serve. She wants to create a long game strategy, and she's going to use a podcast to do it. And then I'm going to teach her how to make money from it using podcasting and courses, right? Or using courses and coaching. It's so small, Kelsey, but the beauty of it is it's allowed me to become a big fish in a small pond. If I was just talking to mompreneurs in general, there's so many other experts just like me that it'd be really hard for my people to find me. Does that make sense? Okay, you guys are amazing. These questions are so good. Thank you for asking all of those. So now, let's move on. And we only have 5 more minutes, so let me give you guys some juicy takeaways. Be you. As you guys are moving into this space, and even if you already have a brand and you're already showing up in all of these incredible ways, just be who you are, okay? Care deeply about your people. You guys, every time we're doing these, when we do these lives for the last 3 days, I've just sat here and I've prayed over you guys so fiercely because each one of you matters to me. You are not just a number in my audience. You're a human. You are a person that I've been asked to serve. That is a humongous responsibility. And I am so here for it because what did I say to you guys yesterday? So many of us, every one of us is called, but who is willing to be chosen? I am. I'm willing to be chosen for you. I'm willing to be chosen to transfer the knowledge that I have learned to help you get where I am. So how many of you are willing to go from called to chosen for the person that needs you? Maybe it's one person right now that needs you. I think that's a responsibility. I think you know what you're supposed to start with. I think deep down inside of you, you know now's the time to show up. I think you wouldn't be here on day 3 with me, still here, still showing up, still drinking our lukewarm coffee if this wasn't for you. If you didn't need to hear this message over the last 3 days, you wouldn't still be here. That's why you're here. So let's decide together right now that we're going to do something incredible here. We're going to show up to the best of our ability with what we have, with what we've got, with where we're at, with the semblance of clarity that you may have, and just start and be willing to be messy and be willing to fail and be willing for someone to already be doing that and be willing for people not to get it. And also be willing to show up when it doesn't yet make sense. When you don't understand where the money will come from when you show up for the calling work. That's the point. You've got to serve before you sell. You have got to stop thinking that the reason you are here is to make money. The reason you are here is to make an impact. It's to teach, inspire, mentor, help someone else get to where you are. That's a huge responsibility that's been placed in your heart. And I think, can you imagine if we all did the work we were asked to do? What type of planet would we be creating for our kids? What type of incredible inspiration would you be to someone that's watching you right now? I think if you just try, you're going to be so proud of yourself 6 months to 1 year from now, and you're going to experience transformation. You are going to feel the provision and the favor in your life. You're going to have a flip in your perspective Because when you do the work you're being asked to do, blessings and miracles abound, girl. I just every day am writing down miracles that are happening because I'm in alignment with what I'm being asked to do. Even though it's not perfectly clear, even though it's overwhelming and confusing and I just don't know sometimes, we got to do this. Are you guys ready to do this? Are you going to show up? Take tomorrow off because we've had a lot of work, okay? And tomorrow's my birthday. But you guys, take Sunday off. Monday, my sisters, let's start. Let's show up. Go live for the first time. Create a post and say your one-liner. Put it into the world. Invest in yourself. Book the clarity call. Have the tough conversation with yourself. Do the mindset work. Whatever you need to do on Monday to start, do it. Do it. I hope that this has been helpful for you guys. And don't forget to post a screenshot today for me. And let me leave you with something. We never, ever, 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 ever leave someone hanging. If someone has come with you on a journey like this, okay, you've taught someone something on your show, on your podcast, on your blog, whatever it might be, don't leave them hanging. Give them a call to action, okay? Because if they've learned with you, they are ready to come into tier two with you. So let me not leave you guys hanging right now and tell you how we can continue fostering this growth together. There are three things we can do. Now, some of you are going to walk away from this training and you've done all of this inner work and you've done all of this homework and you will do nothing with it. And I cannot control that. And I wish fiercely that that would not happen, but it is just part of this. It's part of it. It's part of sometimes not being ready to believe in ourselves. And that is okay. And I'm going to meet you where you're at. And I hope that you learned something. And I hope that you grabbed that moment of inspiration and that moment of clarity or that whatever it was that you needed here. But the others, and I think most of you, because most of you showed up for 3 days in a row for you, for yourself. You then did the homework. Can you guys believe you actually did the homework in a free challenge? I have never seen that before. If you guys did that, I think you're ready for more, yeah? Here's three ways that I can keep working with you and help you further. Number one, you literally have no idea where you're at. You're like, I'm ready. Help. What's my brand? What's my tagline? What's my description? What am I doing here? I have 300 ideas. Please book a 1 hour coaching call. Let's clean it up. Email Nina at support@stephaniegass.com. Somebody write that for me. support@stephaniegass.com. Let's book the call. No more excuses. Number two, you've done all the homework and now you have the light. You're like, oh, I have the one-liner-ish. I'm kind of ready. I'm ready to do the podcast. Like I know what my thing is going to be. I need some fine tuning on the verbiage. I need help launching the podcast. I need to know how. I need to know the clarity. I need to know the what, all of that. I need to know how to record, how to edit, how to get guests on, how to monetize. I then need to know how to market using Pinterest. For those of you that I'm speaking to right now, you need to go and get the Biz Builder Bundle, which is at bizbuilderbundle.gr8.com. Somebody write that for me. bizboosterbundle.gr8.com. That is coming down. I am no exceptions, none. That is coming down on Monday. Done. I cannot keep that out there because it is only $500, you guys. A full-on workshop, the course, and the masterclass. The podcasting course and the masterclass, okay? Or you can do the payment plan, $117 a month. There are no more excuses to why you can't make that happen in your life. And we're going to do that together. There are already 20 women, last I checked, doing this. So are you going to be part of that? Are you ready? If not now, then when? Then when? Because there's never a convenient time to invest in yourself. There's never the moment that you're ready to start a show because it's terrifying. But if 20 other women can do it, so can you. Let's do it together. And we're going to meet on Thursday or Friday. You get to pick. We're going to do a workshop where I'm going to help you grab a title. I'm going to help you grab some messaging. Then I'm going to get you into Podcast Pro and you're going to start taking the course. And I'm going to go live in the group and answer all your questions and help you. And you're going to have lots of accountability. There's 100, 200 people in there, something like that. Lots of support. Then after that, you're going to take the Pinterest class and learn how to market. $500. You guys, come on. Come on. I should have charged $1,400 for that. My coaches told me to charge $2,500. But I'm like, no, I've got to help these women where they're at. And if I can help more of you have success, that's what I want. More of you moving your feet. More of you leaping. More of you doing the work. Then more money in the bank. Next, you already have a podcast. Or you are already having some success, but you really want to scale and grow. For this third one, you must already have a podcast. Okay. So for that, I am actually launching a private mastermind group called Podcast to Profit. We're going to 10X your podcast. We're going to grow it. We're going to scale it. My eyes are going to be on it. I'm going to inventory your show. We're going to come up with content together. And we are going to create a program, coursing option, mastermind, et cetera, for you to monetize your podcast. You're going to practice pitching me. Okay. My eyeballs all over your ish. That is happening towards the end of May. If you want that, I need to know because I'm only going to open up a few spots. This is going to be an advanced exclusive experience. All right. I can't have everyone in that advanced podcasting mastermind. That's really going to be for those of you who are extremely serious about elevating your show and making a lot of money from your podcast. That's for you. So there's three tiers. Wherever you guys are, I can help you. So comment below. Are you a number one and you need a call? Are you a number two and you're joining us in Biz Builder Bundle? Or are you a number three and you're joining me in the podcast mastermind, Podcast to Profit? Which one are you? Comment below. And for the rest of you, I just pray that you found clarity. I pray over you that, let's just pray. Are you ready? I pray over every single person that's in this class with me right now, God. Thank you so much for bringing me these women and Jose. Thank you guys so much. Do you guys love Jose? Jose's not here today, but we love him. Thank you, Lord God, so much for each and every one of them. I pray for their clarity. I pray that you give them the discernment of what is right for them right now at this moment, that you give them the Holy Spirit intervention of what they should do with this information. I pray that whoever the right mentor is for them appears. I pray that the provision, favor, and money appears for them to have growth in their businesses and in themselves. I pray that their confidence is multiplied, that you lift up their confidence and multiply it so that they feel empowered to do the work, to step out, to take action, to move for you. I pray that whatever they were created to do is amplified in their heart so that they no longer can ignore it because it's on purpose. And I want you guys to do this, and I want you to do the work, and I believe in you, and God believes in you, and you guys believe in each other. And we have now created such a beautiful bond that I want you guys to stay so active in our group because this is our sisterhood. Everyone is here to support you. Everyone is here in this together, and we're going to grow, and this is your year. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for being here with me. This was so much fun. I'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Do the work, and I believe in you. God believes in you.